Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010. The 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to 4 beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises. Starting at just $599, cabins are going quickly. So register soon by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to equip.org.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity: emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org. You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our ministry exists to provide answers to you, to give proof of Jesus Christ as our hope of eternal life, because truth matters. As you hear today's program and you're interested in the topics discussed and you'd like to find out more, contact the Christian Research Institute at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or visit our website at www.equip.org. Now, without further delay, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, great to be in studio to answer your questions across the United States and Canada. Do remember, Monday through Friday at this time, your question on air. When you dial 888-ASK-HANK, you can access us on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, when you speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000 and the letter CRI, a lot of people hanging on. We'll go right to the calls. Jeffrey, listening on KFAX in Hayward, California. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, Hank. Boy, I just don't know what, when you come on the phone, I'm dumbfounded. I mean, it's just such a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's great to talk to you.
Well, you know, I've been listening to you for a long time. I attended a church, and the pastor, he preaches that Christ, our God, you know, predestined people to go to hell and predestined people to go to heaven. And I just think it's an arrogant view. And because John 3:16 says, whosoever believes. So, and that means everybody. So I'm confused.
Well, I think you're right. I think that Christ is the predestined one, and if we are found in Christ, we are, by virtue of that, elect. You know, Abraham had a royal seed. That royal seed is Jesus Christ. The double entendre when you get to the end of Galatians 3 is that if you are in Christ, then you are the seed of Abraham and an heir according to the promise, whether you're Jew or Greek, whether you're slave or free, whether you're male or female.
That's what I thought. You know, I think they got it confused. See, Christ is the predestined one. We're not the predestined ones. It's Christ that's the predestined one.
And we are predestined by virtue of being in Jesus Christ, who is the elect one, yes.
Well, you guys have been wonderful, and I appreciate the work you do, and I contribute as often as I can.
Oh, bless you, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah, thank you too, Hank.
Okay, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Robert, listening on KCIV in Oakdale, California. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Hank. God bless you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, and you too. I want to preface my talk with you. Long, long ago, I was privileged to hear a preacher by the name of J. Sidwell Baxter. And he began one of his sermons by saying, "I want and need the whole Bible." And I just wanted to say that I appreciate that that's what you give us in all that you do. We want and need the whole Bible. And I appreciate that that's what you bring to it.
Thank you.
I've been reading Christianity in Crisis. Love the book. And I've also been doing a study. Can I mention another book?
Sure.
By Chuck Swindoll, his recent book on Insights on Romans.
Oh, great.
And I'm putting these two together. I'm beginning to see where faith teachers are missing the mark in that it's a premise that I have because I have a lot of friends in the Word of Faith, and I want an opportunity, so I wanted to run this by you. I want an opportunity to share with them. Faith is a tool, in my opinion, that God gives to all people, which is ignited by the Word of God, in order for us to access grace. And if the only thing that grace provided was Romans 8:1, no condemnation in Christ Jesus, it would be enough. Does that match up with how you feel about it?
Yeah, I think you have to look at God's grace. God, in His grace, gives us faith, and through faith, we can have access to all His goodness and glory, which is to say that faith is a channel of living trust between a human being and their God, and faith is only as good as the object in whom it is placed. So by exercising our faith, we can receive the goodness that God has in store for us, and it is placing faith in Jesus Christ alone, which is to say, not just knowing about Jesus Christ or agreeing that He's Savior and Lord, but trusting in what He has done as opposed to what we can do. So our faith, which by the way is not a work, our faith is the channel of living trust through which we declare our complete dependence on Jesus Christ and all things. Now, the problem with the faith movement is they misdefine faith. What they say about faith is that faith is a force, and words are the containers of the force. So through the force of faith, one can create their own reality. So their faith is not in God. Their faith is in their own faith, and that is misplaced faith.
It's the same old lie packaged in a different...
Yeah.
I came out of Mormonism long ago, so
yeah.
I understand the concept. I appreciate your comments, and again, I think that of the books I've read that you've put out, I've read about four or five of them, love the covering. I think Christianity in Crisis is probably one of the number one books of this century, and I would recommend wholeheartedly that everybody get a copy of it and take a look at it, because it's a problem that's inundating every church, and it's leading so many believers astray. It's almost to the point where it's like the strong delusion that that is alluded to in other parts of Scripture. So I'm concerned about that, and I'm glad that you're out there and that you're putting it out. And I just continue to pray for you.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate your kind remarks. You have been an encouragement to me. I want to go right back to the phone lines. Talk to John. He's listening on XM 170, Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, John.
Hey, Hank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. Hank, I've been reading through the prophets. I'm up through Micah, and amidst all the judgment prophecies, every book seems to have also prophecies with a theme of restoration for Israel. Do you think all those were fulfilled with the return from the exile, or were they conditional upon Israel's repentance?
Well, I mean, they're always conditional. All the promises are are clearly conditional in the Word of God. The Old Testament prophets had proclaimed that entry to the land was contingent upon faith and obedience, just as exile from the land was rooted in unfaithfulness and disobedience. And the nation of Israel today doesn't pass divine muster as a nation living in covenant obedience to God.
Right.
So this whole notion that Israel in some way or other can defy the principles of Scripture and be in the land in defiance to the Word of God doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But we also have to realize that the land promises are fulfilled in the Lord. So the Lord is the locus of the land. It is through the Lord that we ultimately have inheritance in a new heaven and a new earth where indwells righteousness. So the land was an earnest pointing forward to the Lord. It is the Lord in whom we have our eternal rest, in whom we are no longer in exile to sin, but we are in the land of promise.
Thank you, Hank. Hey, I would also like to congratulate you on Christianity and Christ's 21st century. My wife and I visited a church, unbeknownst to us, it was the Word of Faith Church, and I was just immediately able to recognize what was going on, and that's thanks to your book, so I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, my friend.
All right, take care.
Hey, good talking to you, and I want to mention quickly the Battle for the Bible, the 2010 CRI National Conference, takes place Friday, May 7th, Saturday, May 8th, and I'd love to see you there. It's in Tampa Bay, Florida. It's at the beautiful Innisbrook Resort. Early registration for the conference begins at the incredibly low rate of just $49 per person. This is a conference for the whole family, for Mother's Day, for kids. I mean, we get all kinds of things going on, but most of all, you'll be fortified in the faith. The kid that leaves the Christian faith need not be yours. We're going to be talking about all that and so much more as we inoculate people, as people once again fall in love with the Word of God and know how to read it for all it's worth. It's going to be an epic event. Take part. It'll be the time of your life. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can also talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, and we'll be right back with more of your questions.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast, which reaches millions of people. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers answers to over 170 questions that typically stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the faith once for all delivered to the saints. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all of the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2. Plus, new answers to some of today's toughest questions. Get your copy of this 550-page leather hardbound Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, packed with answers you need to more of today's challenging questions about the Bible and Christianity, for your gift to the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Also, for your gift of $100 or more, receive a personalized copy and help support CRI at this critical time when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't touch that dial. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions, such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to this subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
Master the defense of the resurrection in minutes and remember it for a lifetime with the latest release of the Hankrenim series, Resurrection, Memorable Keys to the Greatest Feat in History. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not merely important to the historic Christian faith. Without it, there would be no Christianity. To make the facts of the resurrection memorable and easily referenced, Hank has developed the Hankrenim Feat and created the second in a series of specifically designed flip charts. Laminated, tabbed, and sized to fit in your pocket, this incredible tool will allow you to defend the truth of the resurrection on a moment's notice. Available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or when you go online to equip.org. Passion and purpose at the Christian Research Institute is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But we need ministry partners to both pray for our work and to partner with us financially. Would you consider joining the Bible Answer Man support team? These monthly donors are the backbone of our financial support for our broadcasts, publications, and outreach activities. To stand with these dedicated ministry partners, call CRI today at 888-7000-274. You can also join the support team or find out answers to your questions by going to our safe and secure website at equip.org. We now return to today's program. Once again, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, it is so great to be in studio answering questions. We'll go right back to our next caller and talk to Bob, listening in Indian Orchard, Massachusetts. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Hank. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I appreciate you taking my call.
Pleasure.
Read a fascinating book which helped me through a recovery from a stroke called The Crook in the Lot by Thomas Bosch. It shows how your life, you're at the perfect point where God wants you and can teach you. Thing is, my family doesn't believe me about the Lord because I had the stroke. And I believe that He's coming back soon, you know, to bring us home. And I was looking to put together something to leave for them for when they go through the tribulation on how to be saved. And I'm not sure quite what to leave them.
Well, I wouldn't think so much about leaving them something because you're going to be raptured and they're not. I think that what you should do is equip yourself to be able to reach out to them now and to pray that God will bring people and circumstances into their lives so that they can come to a true valuation of things.
Well, I pray for them daily. But I mean, just in case, you know, the Lord takes us home before they come to Him.
Yeah, but we don't know when the Lord is going to return. We don't know when the end of time is. We only know that the Lord is going to come back. And when He does, Jesus says this, "Do not be amazed at this. A time is coming when all who are in the graves will come out. Some will rise to live, and some will rise to be eternally condemned." So when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, He's going to finally deal in completeness with the problem of sin and of Satan. And then he's going to restore this universe to what it was prior to the fall. So paradise lost is going to become paradise restored. And God himself will live with us, says Revelation 21. We will be his people, and God himself will be with us and be our God. And then he'll wipe every tear from our eyes, that there'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. So when the Lord Jesus Christ comes again, the final eternal state will ensue.
Okay.
In other words, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, there is going to be no second chance. So we need to do all we can to reach people now with the truth and love and grace of Jesus Christ.
Oh, all right.
Okay?
Yeah, because I sort of...
And we don't know when Jesus is going to come back. We only know that he's going to come back. So it may not be for a long period of time, and it could be tomorrow. So we want to live our lives as though Christ is coming back at any moment, and we ought to recognize that it's possible that he won't come back for a while, so we want to prepare ourselves for the future as well. And that means prepare ourselves to be effective witnesses, always ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect. Back to the phone lines, Ricky, he's listening in Lincoln, Missouri. Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Hank. It's good to talk to you finally, friend.
It's good to talk to you as well.
I had a, well, first, my wife and I just recently read your book, Christianity in Christ's 21st Century,
mm-hmm.
And I talked with my, I work at a Christian camp here, and I talked with my director this morning about it, and we got into discussion about some other preachers that you didn't mention in the book, and the one that most interests me because I don't know that much about him is Rod Bell. And I know he's generally associated with the emergent church, and I was wondering if you had any opinion about him or any information about him.
Yeah. We've actually featured an article in the Christian Research Journal called Navigating the Emerging Church Highway, and Rob Bell is an emergent church leader, but he is of the liberal stripe. And so his theological influences include people like Ken Wilber, who is a practicing Buddhist. He's a promoter of the perennial philosophy. He promotes yoga and tantric yoga, Hindu sex techniques. His think tank includes people like Deepak Chopra. So this is an influence that has, unfortunately, had a very negative impact on Rob Bell, certainly judging by what he says. For example, one of the things that is included in the feature article in the journal is that Rob Bell speculates that if Jesus had a real earthly biological father named Larry, and archaeologists find Larry's tomb and then do DNA samples and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the virgin birth was really just a bit of mythology that the gospel writers threw into appeal to the followers of Mithra, then we would essentially not lose any significant part of our faith because it's more about how we live. Now, he's not overtly denying the virgin conception of Jesus Christ, but what he is doing is positing a problem that has huge ramifications. Because if, in fact, Jesus had a real earthly biological father, what does that mean? It means that Mary was a sexually sinful woman who conceived Jesus illegitimately. And if the virgin conception was not fact, then the story of Jesus would have to change dramatically. We would have a sexually promiscuous young woman lying about God's miraculous hand in the birth of her son. Now, the problem with the emergent leaders are truth is always in a state of flux. So you can never know what is true because it's working itself out. And so we can't be absolutely certain that the stories are true. And if they're not true, it's no big deal. Well, it's a huge deal, as I just pointed out.
Right. Well, that's very insightful. I mean, I've heard of his book, Velvet Elvis, but I hadn't, you know, read it for myself, so I really wasn't so sure about him yet. So, but that was very, very insightful, and I thank you for your ministry, and keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and the article is available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. The journal is also available. As Rob Bell has said, this is not just the same old message with new methods. We're rediscovering Christianity. And, of course, echoing this sentiment despite two millennia of Christianity since the days when Christ last walked the earth, Brian McLaren says, I don't think we've got the gospel right yet. What does it mean to be saved? I don't think the liberals have it right, but I don't think we have it right either. None of us has arrived at orthodoxy. How different from the early Christian church, where men and women gave their very lives for the reality of resurrection, where they held that essential Christian doctrine was the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults, that it was the North Star by which we guide our lives. And by the way, if you want to find out more about essential Christian doctrine, and remember, in essentials, unity, non-essentials, liberty, and in all things, charity, if you want to find out more about the essentials for which the martyrs shed their blood, I've done a flip chart, which is called Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine, and it not only teaches you what the essentials are, but why we believe these essentials, including the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why is it so important that we know what we believe and why we believe it? Why is it so important that truth matters? Truth is that which corresponds to reality. I mean, Paul gives us a clue. He says, if Christ is not raised, our preaching is useless. So is your faith. More than that, those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. Then he says, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. So don't tell me orthodoxy doesn't matter. Essential Christian Doctrine, Memorable Keys 2, available on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, please stand with a ministry that's not politically correct, but it is making a difference in the lives of people for time and for eternity because truth matters. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org.
Join Hank Hanegraaff and top apologists Lee Strobel, Dr. James White, Steve Kreloff, and others as they present the God-breathed, unparalleled, and absolute authority of Scripture and challenge skeptics at CRI's national conference, The Battle for the Bible. Inspirational worship led by Grammy Award-winning composer Steve Camp. Plan now to attend The Battle for the Bible, a spectacular event you will not want to miss, May 6th through 8th at the Ennisbrook Resort and Golf Club in beautiful Tampa, Florida. For more information and to register, visit us online at equip.org or call 877-768-2784, extension 100. If you're leaving us now, you can catch more of The Bible Answer Man on our website at equip.org. For everyone else, stay with us. We'll be back after this short break.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on The Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org.
Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word. This coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010. The 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises. Starting at just $599, cabins are going quickly. So register soon by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going online to equip.org. When was the last time you visited us on our website? It's easy to find at equip.org. When you visit equip.org, you'll find links that will instantly connect you with the latest that the Christian Research Institute has to offer. Check out our convenient e-store. Connect with CRI on Facebook and Twitter, or read Hank's blog. You can also listen to current and past Bible Answer Man broadcasts. All this and more when you go to equip.org. And now, let's return to the host of the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we'll go right back to our phone callers. As always, it is great to have you tune in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, support this ministry, pray for this ministry, and do remember you can contact us on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me, a post office box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and resource consultants always standing by, 888-7000, and the letter CRI. Let's go to Gary, listening in Detroit, Michigan. Hi, Gary.
Hello, Hank. Thank you for your program, and I have some questions. The early apostles on the day of Pentecost were Jews, and when Peter preached in Acts, the second chapter, verse 238, that message was only to the Jews, right?
No, the message is to everyone. In other words, the message has always been to everyone. In fact, if you look at the Bible holistically, you find out that God has only always had one chosen people, and that chosen people are made up of people from every tongue and tribe and language and people and nation. Abraham, in fact, had his name changed to Abraham from Abram, because Abraham means the father of many nations. And so you find those who are the seed of Abraham being those who are of the royal seed of Abraham, who is Jesus Christ. So if you are in Jesus Christ, you are the seed of Abraham and an heir according to the promise, whether you're a Jew or whether you're Greek, whether you're a male or whether you're a female, whether you're slave or free.
Well, in Acts 19:1-6, Paul met disciples. Those were Jews that he gave those instructions to, right?
Well, actually, if you look at Acts 10 or Acts 19 or Acts 15, what you find is that there's not a dichotomy, but rather there's a convergence, because what you have is one covenant community connected by the cross. So Acts shows that the Gentiles receive the same gift of the Spirit has been given to the Jewish believers, because it's the same gospel. In fact, the mystery of the gospel, Paul says, is that the two have become one.
Well, a lot of ministers believe that in Romans 10 is a different gospel than the one in the book of Acts.
Well, it's simply not true. If you read the passage, you're not going to find that at all. Because what happens here is that both passages in Acts chapter 10 as well as Acts 19, you have the Gentiles receiving the same gift of the Spirit as the Jewish believers had received because they had embraced the same gospel. What happens when you embrace the gospel is you are indwelt by the Spirit. And those indwelt by the Spirit pray to be empowered by the Spirit, infilled by the Spirit, so that what they do is not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. In Acts chapter... Go ahead.
What I'm saying is in Romans 10, it doesn't mention water baptism, but Matthew 28, it does. So is there a different gospel?
No, it's never a different gospel. And water baptism is always a sign and a seal that you have been buried to your old life and raised to newness of life through His resurrection power. So
is that a commandment or is that a... that we have to be obedient to?
Yes, it's an act of obedience because what happens when you become a believer, and this was very significant in the early church, is that you're baptized in the name of Jesus, thus declaring that Jesus is Yahweh, the God of Israel, which is to say when believers were born again, they were born not as Lone Ranger believers, but they were born into a family of God. And baptism symbolizes that entrance into a community of believers. And you are saying through baptism, the old me has died, the new me has resurrected from the dead. And I now no longer live for the dictates of my own will, but I live to follow Jesus Christ. And it's a public declaration. I'm willing to die for Jesus Christ. I'm willing to testify to Jesus Christ. I now belong to Him and to the family of God.
So Hank, are you saying in John 3 where it tells being born of water and born of the Spirit, born of water is water baptism?
Well, I'm saying that there's a similarity going on in John chapter 3. Because remember that the language that is used in John chapter 3 is very reminiscent of the Old Testament. Jesus may have been referring to physical birth, which is associated with amniotic fluid, or he may have been referring to water as symbolic of inward cleansing, which comes from the Holy Spirit. And in this way, he was using similar language to that which was used by Ezekiel when he said, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you will be clean. I will put within you a new heart. So it seems to me that if you look at what's going on in John 3, you have water and spirit, and that must refer to the twin notions of the visible identification with Christ and with His kingdom through the baptism in water and also our new life in Christ, which is manifested through the baptism of the Spirit when our temple becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. So Spirit baptism and water baptism go hand in hand. And again, you see that in Acts, where water baptism and Spirit baptism are conjoined in the same context.
So you don't believe in a dispensational periods of time that the apostles did different than what Paul did then?
I absolutely do not.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks very much. Lord bless your program.
Hey, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. Want to go right back to the phone lines. We will talk next to Michael. Michael is listening on WMCA in New York, New York. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. God is good.
He certainly is.
My question has to do with being unevenly yoked.
Uh-huh.
I've been seeing a girl for about 2 years. And I've been thinking about asking her to marry me. And at one point, she went on a Christian weekend and described what sounded like me as her justification. Now, I know that sanctification is a process. It takes a lifetime.
Yes.
And my question to you is there a litmus test to find out whether she really is saved? Because several times she has done and said things that make me question whether she is or not. I know that she knows my stance on the Bible and on Jesus Christ and my relationship with Him, And I think I get the feeling sometimes that she may be saying when doing these things just to appease me.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, one of the things I've said many times on the Bible Answer Man broadcast is we do not need to have a physical mark on our heads to identify us with Jesus Christ. What you do and your worldview identifies you as to whom you belong, whether you belong to the kingdom of Christ or the kingdom of Satan. So your very worldview and what you do gives you away. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, that should be very evident in your life. So you can't simply mouth the words without living the reality. If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, what's the first thing you're going to want to do? Well, you're going to want to pray. If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're going to want to be someone who is connected to a healthy, well-balanced church. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to want a husband who loves and serves Jesus Christ. But if you are not, it should be self-evident that you want the things of the world rather than things of God. And I would be very careful about this, because if it's not self-evident to you as a committed believer, don't get involved in the idea of missionary dating or worse, missionary marrying, because it's not going to get better after you are married. Make certain that the person to whom you commit yourself, and commitment is more than a feeling. Once you make that commitment, you are now yoked together. And if you're unequally yoked, it is a disaster waiting to happen.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Well, sorry to put it to you that harshly, but the reason I do is I'd rather just be stand up and tell you like it is, rather than 5 years from now you're saying, you know, I wish you wouldn't have given me Pablin. I wish you'd given it to me straight.
I don't have a problem with being harsh. I just there are so many contradictions that it's still unclear, and I know what she wants, and as far as the relationship, but I'm hesitant about making that step. So,
well, until you're sure, don't make the step. We're going to be right back on the other side of the break with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You remember Monday through Friday at this time, your question on air. When you dial 888-ASK-HANK, 888-ASK-HANK, translates to 888-275-4265. Before we're back, I hope you pray for this ministry. We'll be right back.
Get ready to set sail for the adventure of a lifetime. Don't miss our Western Caribbean cruise May 9th through 16th. Sailing out of Tampa Bay, Florida, you'll join Hank Hanegraaff and award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp for 7 packed days of worship and study on board the stately Carnival Legend. Incredibly low rates include all conference fees, accommodations, and dining. Dates in May make it a perfect way to honor mothers or celebrate special graduates. So for more information or to register today, go to our website at equip.org or call our friends at Sovereign Cruises at 877-768-2784, extension 101. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back, so don't go away.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
With sound design by one of the top studios in the industry and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
Order the Word of Promise Audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. profoundly changed America with his nonviolent resistance to racial segregation and discrimination, but his philosophy and theology include some dubious beliefs and influences. In this installment of our Philosophers series, we consider how evangelicals should view this complicated African-American leader whose birthday is now marked by a national holiday. In this issue, you'll also find insightful articles on the biblical view of divorce and remarriage. How should Christians handle tithing in the current economic climate, the internet mission field, and all of our regular features that you've come to enjoy?
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Is the Antichrist alive today? Will the temple be rebuilt? Are we living in the tribulation? What is the mark of the beast? Is Armageddon just around the corner? These questions and many others burn in the minds of millions. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. Yet the secret to understanding the last book of the Bible is not current events or recent history, but within the rest of the Bible. The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff covers today's most asked prophecy questions. Much more, it reveals why answering them correctly matters so much today. Yet it does not offer another model of the end times. Rather, it presents a method by which you can read the Bible for all it's worth. The Apocalypse Code unravels the mystery of current and future events and paves a path in scripture interpretation. To order, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it on our website at equip.org.
Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern-day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. To subscribe now, go to www.equip.org or call us at 888-7000-274. We now return to the program with Hank Hanegraaff, host of The Bible Answer Man.
Yeah, Randy, and I want to say something about giving. It is so crucial. We made a big commitment to go on radio stations throughout the United States and Canada. Some of the stations that we had gone off of for a while, the expense is enormous. The fruit is significant, and that's why we do it. But we need people to stand with us prayerfully and financially. Without you on the team, we're not going to make it, and it limits our exposure and our impact on radio. Radio reaches people in the most incredible way. Every single week, people coming out of cults and world religions. Every single week, people becoming so familiar with the truth that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, they know it instantaneously. People learning to think Christianly. People getting into the Word of God, getting the Word of God into them. This ministry is making just an incredible difference by God's grace, and we ask those who love the sound of truth to stand with us. Some can give large amounts, others small amounts, but we need you, and we need you very, very much right now to stay on radio stations throughout the United States and Canada. So please, if you can support us, do so in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or when you talk to our resource consultants by simply dialing 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Kathy, listening in Kansas City. Hi.
Hi, Hank.
How are you?
I am fine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Listen, I wanted to ask your opinion. I listen to you every day on my way home from work. I wanted to know in the millennium, and I had recently heard a sermon on the TV channel, and it told about how children would be born in the millennium and that we would be working and receiving our rewards. And I wanted to know your opinion about that.
Well, I respectfully disagree. Now, certainly this is a secondary issue. So the timing of the tribulation, the meaning of the millennium, is something we can, as Christians, debate vigorously. We don't have to divide over. But the notion of a thousand-year semi-golden age with rebuilt temple and reinstituted temple sacrifices and with people bearing children and those children being born and conceived in sin, and then at the end of the millennium a huge super revolt against Jesus Christ, I think this is reading a whole lot into Revelation chapter 20, which I think is unwarranted and not taught elsewhere in the scripture. I think in contradistinction to this idea, Jesus says, "Do not be amazed at this. A time is coming when all who are in the grace will come out. Some will rise to live, and some will rise to be eternally condemned." In other words, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes again, he is going to forever deal with the problem of sin and Satan, and he's going to restore the universe to what it was prior to the fall. So a notion of a semi-golden age where people are born and conceived in sin simply, I think, is reading into the text of Scripture as opposed to reading the Scripture for all it's worth.
Okay, so in other words, you think that when we die, we either go to heaven or hell then?
Well, when we die now, what happens is we're absent from the body, present with the Lord. So my example, of course, is my father, who died in 1997. And he is now absent from the body. He's present with the Lord. But he's awaiting, as we are, the second coming of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ comes again, the biblical text, 1 Corinthians 15, tells us that my dad's going to be resurrected, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. And in other words, his soul will return to his body, and that body will be raised from the grave. And he's not going to inherit a semi-golden age. No, he's going to inherit a new heaven and a new earth. No more death, mourning, crying, pain. The text tells us the old order of things will have passed away. Behold, all things will become new. So God himself will be with us. We will be his people. He'll be our God. And the old order of things will be no more.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking my call and answering my question.
Well, you're welcome, and I've written about this in some detail in a book called The Apocalypse Code. I mean, there's a lot of apocalyptic language, and that apocalyptic language has its basis, by and large, in the Old Testament. So to read Revelation for all it's worth, particularly Revelation chapter 20, you need to be familiar with the Old Testament. So if the Bible tells us in the Old Testament that God shows loving kindness to a thousand generations, that's a metaphor. It's talking about God's everlasting kindness, right? He doesn't just show loving kindness to a thousand generations. Or if the Bible says, "I will increase your numbers a thousand times," it doesn't mean you take the number of people that are extant and then multiply by a thousand. Or when the Bible says God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, has little to do with cattle and hills. It's a metaphor communicating that God owns everything. So when you read Revelation and you see that the saints are going to suffer for 10 days, well, what does that mean? It means they're going to suffer for a relatively short period of time. And even that 10 days has a root in the Old Testament. And when it says that they're going to be vindicated for a thousand years, well, it means that their vindication is an eternal vindication. If you take the text in a wooden literal sense, what do you get out of that text? Well, who gets into the millennium? Well, you see the martyrs get into the millennium. But it's not just any kind of martyr. If you read this in a wooden literal sense, the text tells you that it's martyrs who were beheaded for the cause of Christ. So you don't want to read the Bible in that way. You want to read the Bible in the sense in which it's intended, particularly apocalyptic literature like Revelation, because Revelation is 404 verses. 278 have allusions to Old Testament passages, as I've just alluded to. So to read it for all it's worth, you got to get into the Old Testament.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Hank.
You got it. I appreciate your call and your question.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's go right back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Brad. Brad is listening on XM 170 in Elizabeth, Tennessee.
How are you, Hank?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very good. My question is,
about circumcision.
Yes.
Why was circumcision originally handed down to Abraham? What was the meaning or symbolism or both behind that? And if God created us that way, why did he change it then? And why is it, now you can choose to do either or in our culture?
Sure. Well,
what your thoughts were on that?
Right. Well, again, both circumcision and baptism have to do with cleansing. It's dedicatory in type and symbol, but the types and shadows of the Old Testament are ultimately fulfilled through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So the civil and ceremonial laws no longer are efficacious for us today. But circumcision was the cutting off of the guilt of sin. That's what it symbolized. And baptism, in the same way, symbolizes the washing away of the guilt of sin. So both are symbols that, as I said, are symbols of cleansing, symbols of dedication. And that dedication is to Jesus Christ. Baptism now replaces circumcision as the symbol of dedication and cleansing. And I would say this, that circumcision may have some value for hygiene today, but it no longer has any efficacy in terms of the civil and ceremonial laws because they have been fulfilled in Christ.
Okay. See, I had a friend of mine that called and asked me that question. I had borrowed him a Word of Promise New Testament, and he was listening to it, and he kept hearing them talk about the circumcision and the circumcised, so he called and asked me. And I knew it came from Abraham. It was handed down from God to Abraham and his descendants, but I wasn't sure exactly why, so I thought I would call and ask you.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing is that Abraham was saved prior to circumcision, which is to say that circumcision is a sign and a seal pointing to something. The same thing is true with baptism. When we're baptized, baptism doesn't save us, but rather baptism is symbolic of the fact that we've been buried to our old life, raised to newness of life through his resurrection power.
Thank you, Hank. God bless you.
Hey, thank you, Brad. Appreciate your call and your question. One of the great features you can see on the web right now is you can go to the web at equip.org and interactively flip through the feet flip chart online. What is the feet flip chart? It's about the greatest feat in history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Gives you memorable keys to what you believe and why you believe it, not only with respect to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but your resurrection as well. Out of time, out of here. See you next time with more of the show.
Most Christian families in America spend more time preparing for Christmas than preparing for Easter. Yet the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ is the defining event in all of human history. This month, for your gift to the Christian Research Institute, Hank would like to send you his Feet Flip Chart. Pocket-sized and color-coded for easy reference, this new resource will give you a complete defense of Christ's death and resurrection. Don't delay. Order your copy and learn to confidently defend the good news of our resurrected Christ. You can order your laminated flip chart today by going online to equip.org. or by calling one of our resource consultants at 1-888-7000-CRI. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Don't all religions lead to God? What is truth? Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.